Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a noble and interesting hadith which has been transmitted and narrated from the fifth Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. This hadith is concerned with the flattering of transgressors and sinners. This is a subject which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran, and it is a trait which is a vice and it's not very good. For example, in the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, "Those who are eager that you should be pliable, so that they may be pliable towards you," which is a reference to the fact that a lot of the disbelievers at the time of the Holy Prophet, they were ready to be friendly and amicable towards the Prophet and be tolerant with him, with the condition that the Prophet would also be the same towards them, right? You know, there's a lot of instances transmitted in history regarding this. For example, some of the polytheists, they came to the Prophet and they said, we will not bother you and your followers, and, you know, we will allow you to, you know, worship in the God that you like, and we will not stop you from, performing your religion and acting upon it, as long as you do the same for us, right? And it's famous that in response to this request, the Surah Al-Kafirun was revealed. So this is a topic which, was relevant in the time of the Prophet. It's also relevant today, you know, like, for example, let's say that you go to a certain place and you want something done. You know, you have a work, you have a job, you want to get something done, and, you know, that requires you to go through a certain individual, right, who might not be the most virtuous of people. And, you know, you think you might be inclined to flatter the person and overlook his faults just to get your work done. So this is not something very good and virtuous. In this hadith of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, he says the following. Allah revealed to the Prophet Shu'aib, "Verily, I am punishing 100,000 members of your community, 40,000 from among the evildoers, and 60,000 from among the good doers." He said, "My Lord, evildoers, fine, but what about the good doers?" Then Allah, mighty and exalted, revealed to him, "They were pliable with the transgressors. They were pliable with the transgressors and did not express any anger at what angers me." Right? So God Almighty, He punished a group of people from the nation of the Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, simply because of the fact that they were tolerant with the transgressors, and, you know, they did not, you know, at least verbally or practically try to stop them from committing their transgressions, and this is why God punished them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at flattering of the transgressors in the words of Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.